Rise and shine! It's a great day in the North Woods!
Hello, Voyagers! Welcome to another episode of the Camp Voyager podcast and another opportunity to dig into the archives of Camp's newspaper, The Paddle Post, and read a trip story from years past. And I've got a fun one for you today. This story is titled The Sirens of Esquigama, and it is from the 2001 issue of The Paddle Post. It was co-authored by Jack Davidson and John Ranson, who, as you will hear, were both on this trip, and I like to think of this as a classic Esquigama bushwhacking story. Now, bushwhacking into Esquigama Lake, or you might know it as Mystery Lake, has long been a staple day trip or overnight trip at Camp Voyager. If you're totally new to camp or totally new to the trail, the term bushwhacking means basically cutting through the woods, but not necessarily on a designated portage or footpath. So you're heading to a lake through the forest, but instead of a trail, maybe instead you're using a compass to navigate, or maybe you're just kind of following the topography. Whatever the case, you can imagine that the woods in midsummer up near the Boundary Waters are pretty dense, so it is no small feat to tramp through the forest without a visible trail. Did this particular group of campers from 2001 successfully cut through the woods and locate Esquigama Lake? You'll have to listen to the story to find out. So here it is, again, from the 2001 Paddle Post, The Sirens of Esquigama. We set out on a bright, promising morning the day first session campers headed for home. We overfilled our stomachs with Tiny's donuts at breakfast. Mathieu Pelissier had just stepped off the plane from France when he volunteered to join our pioneering mission. So Voyager veterans Dave Golikowski, Matt Miller, Jack Davidson, John Ranson, and Mathieu Pelissier set out on a grueling 1.5 mile bushwhack to Esquigama, or Mystery Lake, from South Farm Lake, with canoes paddling back through Clear Lake. We left behind the jeers of naysayers commenting on how idiotic and ludicrous the challenge was. The mystery bushwhack had been dreamed up during the staff training trip in pre-camp, but it had yet to be attempted. We knew there would be major personal and physical challenges on this route, but we paddled past Indian Island and crossed into South Farm quickly. Paddling was swift as the wind blew on our backs. We picked a starting point on shore that would make for several hours of unimaginable discomfort, but there was no turning back now. Our chosen course led us through endless trees, marsh, and mud, impenetrable thickets. We all made the mistake of wearing shorts, and more mosquitoes and flies than any of us had ever seen. We were each assigned jobs for the excruciating journey. Jack was to be our trusty navigator. Matt and Dave carried the canoes, while Pelissier and John carried the day pack and helped with the canoes, clearing brush and offering emotional and verbal support. While some members of the trip questioned first-time navigator Jack, we gave him our trust because, well, that was all we could do. The land we walked seemed to never end. For hundreds of rods, we tramped up and down hills and around trees and brush. Low points of the trail, quote unquote, went through quagmires of marsh and mud. And once out of the marsh, we encountered what seemed like a solid wall of trees. And there were times when we could barely walk between the trees, yet somehow Dave, Matt, and John pushed through with canoes on their shoulders. As we neared Mystery Lake, the canoe carriers reached final stages of delirium from the constant test of their physical strength, willpower, and blind faith as the aluminum ovens over their heads baked their skulls. Constant reassurance from the navigator was required to make sure that we were not straying from our course. Jack's rock-solid patience, sanity, and sureness did not falter. Towards what we thought must be the end, we convinced ourselves that a break in the trees lay just ahead, only to be reminded that walking in a straight line was not an option. But when the first glimpse of real water appeared, we charged ahead through the marsh to find that indeed we were within 100 feet of our planned splashdown. Our navigator had come through with flying colors. We paddled into the middle of what was no longer a mystery, quote-unquote, lake to us, and rested while reflecting on our achievement. Gathering our strength, we portaged to Clear Lake, where we stopped for a long-anticipated late lunch. The familiar portages and paddle down the Kwishwe River back to camp seemed so simple compared to our achievement. We crossed paddles in the camp bay and were greeted with an incredible and well-earned steak dinner. Three cheers for the cook. Thanks to Jack Davidson and John Ranson, who wrote that great trip story back in 2001. And thanks to you for listening. We love to hear from you, so please get in touch with camp on social media. And we'll be back again soon with another podcast episode. Until then, I hope your campfire is crackling. I hope your tent is dry. And I hope life on the trail is good. We'll see ya.